Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. So we know that by kilayim with trees, the Isser of kilayim by trees is dafka, grafting trees, but not planting trees. So grafting the trees together with the branches, or the other ways that we're going to learn how they would do it, that's the Isser of kilayim. Also important to know that dafka the Isser involves grafting from one min to another. And when it comes to Ilanei Serek, which is non-fruit-bearing trees, all non-fruit-bearing trees have the din of one min, which means is that if one would take any non-fruit-bearing tree and graft it to another non-fruit-bearing tree, that's not kilayim because that's min bimino, because they're all considered one min. However, obviously we're going to see that a min of a non-fruit-bearing tree to a fruit-bearing tree, that's min b'she'en amino, and we're going to see that that's also too. So Mishnah starts, ein mevin ilan b'ilan. One is not allowed to, mevin here means harkava, which is grafting one tree to another. And the Rav explains that this means that one is not allowed to bring a fruit-bearing tree of one type fruit-bearing tree to another fruit-bearing tree, or an ilanei serek, which is a non-fruit-bearing tree, to a fruit-bearing tree, and vice versa. Now, the interesting thing is that the Rambam actually does not even bring up the ilanei serek, a non-fruit-bearing tree at all, even in relation to grafting it with a fruit-bearing tree. And the Mishnah Rishonah says that it could be, according to the Rambam, it's only asur midrabbanan when one does that, but he's also confused why the Rambam doesn't bring it up at all. Now, why do we bring up this Mishnah again? We just explained in the previous Mishnah which trees are asur to have kilayim one to the other. So the Taisus Yontif says the reason we bring this up as far as that you're not allowed to graft, even though we already spoke about grafting before, is to teach us dafka grafting is asur, but planting is mutter. And the one other thing to know is that when we talk about grafting in Ilan, this isur of grafting is asur even l'chutza aretz and even through a non-Jew as well, as the Mefarshim explained. The Mishnah continues, yorak biyorak, or one vegetable to another vegetable. The Torah says it's asur min atari, even chutz la'aretz. And again, the Rav says it's only a min b'shein amino, so grafting one vegetable to another vegetable is asur. V'loy ilan b'yorek, and not a tree to a vegetable, and vice versa, v'loy yorek b'ilan, and not a vegetable to a tree. Rabbi Yehuda mater yorek b'ilan. Rabbi Yehuda, however, maters a tree and a vegetable. So what's the reason? So Taisus Yontif explains, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this harkava grafting, when one grafts a vegetable to a tree, nothing produces from that. In other words, there's not going to be some kind of fruit that comes out of this union of a vegetable and a tree. This grafting of the vegetable and the tree is not going to change anything. Therefore, according to Yehuda, the Torah does not aser kilayim only when it results in the production of a new fruit that is a result of the grafting. And the Chacham, the Tiferes Yisrael, explains that the Chacham disagree. And they hold that even though there's not going to be any new fruit that comes about through the grafting of a vegetable and a tree, since they're going to get sustenance from one the other, therefore it's an iser kilayim in atayra, even though there's no fruit that's going to come out as a result.